It's the yearbook for nurses and flight attendants. Says in the yearbook at hotmail.com to get a hold of us. Hi, I'm your host, Doug. Update. Well, you may not be one of them, but a lot of people look for good signs when it comes to sports. For example, you finally make the long trek to the Basketball Hall of Fame, and you're standing in front of your team's display at the Basketball Hall of Fame, and you are feeling it. Or you're trying really hard to feel it. You're like, I am at the epicenter, the center of the universe when it comes to basketball. I'm standing in front of my team's jersey. My team is finally going to turn it around this year and win it all. So you're looking for good sports signs, good sports omens everywhere. Well, it was Christmas Eve, 2017. This is a true but long and boring story. It is true. We were watching the NORAD Santa Tracker, which is a Christmas Eve tradition. It's available on any device or computer. The NORAD, yes, that NORAD Santa Tracker is only active Christmas Eve, so it's the red zone of the holidays. And on it, you see computer-generated Santa bringing toys to places all over the map. In 2017, on the Santa Tracker, Santa made only five stops in all of California. One was Paso Robles, wine country west of Bakersfield. Rusty Kuntz of the Royals is from there. He wasn't born there, but he did spend much of his youth in Paso Robles. Don't call it Robles, including his high school years. Now, Kuntz was a longtime and expert, we'll explain, Kansas City Royals first base coach. If base runners needed some kind of loophole or trick, Kuntz knew it. For example, last summer, the Brewers' Christian Yelich was caught in a rundown, a pickle between second and third, allowing the Brewers and former Royal Lorenzo Cain to advance toward second. However, remembering something he says he learned from Kuntz, Cain stopped short of touching second base. Because Cain never touched second, Yelich was able to get back to second base safely as Cain sprinted back to first. The play fooled the White Sox. Everyone was safe. Anyway, could Santa, almost exclusively visiting Kuntz's hometown, mean the Royals would defy the odds in 2018 and win it all? Would that good sign get dinged because Kuntz actually retired from first base coaching prior to 2018 and is listed in the yearbook as special assistant to the general manager? Would that still count? Also, the University of Connecticut softball team has a catcher slash infielder from Paso Robles. The Huskies had not made the NCAAs since 2001. Would they defy the odds and get back to the tournament? As it turns out, you don't want Santa hanging around anywhere near your favorite team. The Huskies did not win the conference or get back to the tournament, and the Royals, as expected, had 104 losses. Both teams, indirectly visited by Santa, had about the same season. In fact, UConn had a 364 winning percentage compared to the Royals' 358 winning percentage. Although, don't sweep UConn's season under the rug. They had a huge upset win over Texas A&M, and at the end of the season, when many would have just called it, they would have just lost and gone home, Jill Stockley throws 177 pitches in 12 innings, walking only one, and UConn loses by only one to heavily favored South Florida on a fluke bounce, no less. There will be no Santa wins the World Series this year. We watched the Santa Tracker again, of course, in 2018, but we don't know whose hometowns were visited because the handy map was not updated, maybe because of the shutdown, seriously. Either way, Christmas.